Kansas City, their own 37. Gunderson and Smith.
Charles trying to bounce it outside. Gets across the 40, breaks free. Inside the 10. 5.
Touchdown!
Let's go! Rivers being chased. He's going to be obliterated. Justin Houston with the
It's the New England Patriots coming into Arrowhead Stadium to play the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. This is a huge game, and it's coming after the Chiefs' blowout win against the Miami Dolphins, in which Andy Reid showed a lot of different offensive looks.
Yeah, everything kind of built up towards that game on Monday night. You saw in week one against Tennessee in the loss that was kind of the outlier. That wasn't what the Chiefs ended up being this season. And then the next week against Denver, they didn't win, but they were building towards something. They went down to Miami, were missing quite a few guys, and still picked up the victory. We saw against Miami the Chiefs' offense start to come into their own this season, use a lot of different personnel groups, a lot of different formations. We saw Joe McKnight, you know, with his 2 touchdowns, 64 yards before the unfortunate injury coming up. But going up against Bill Belichick, a defensive guy, you knew Andy Reid was going to have something up his sleeve as far as the different creative things that he likes to do that we saw at training camp. And you knew that this was an opportunity on national TV for the Chiefs' offense to continue building what we saw the week before in Miami.
Right, and even though the Patriots had that one loss in week one, this was a defense that was playing maybe the best football of the beginning of the season. They hadn't allowed a touchdown in 7 quarters. But the good thing for the Chiefs was that Jamal Charles was on the way back.
Yeah, anytime you get Jamal Charles back on the field, it's going to be a good thing for the Chiefs. And the Chiefs offense showed against Miami that they can be explosive and they can put up points without Jamal Charles. But I don't think anyone's going to say that the Chiefs are a better offense without him. And you knew going into this Monday night game against one of the best teams in the AFC and the Patriots that they needed Jamal Charles and they needed him to play well, step up and make big plays in a big time situation. And he was going to have his opportunities against a very good Patriots defense to make some plays. And you were going to see that creativity with Andy Reid on different ways to get him the ball.
And with Monday Night Football, all eyes on this matchup.
Alex Smith and the Chiefs get the ball first.
They welcome the return of Jamal Charles, their great halfback number 25. Look for Andy Reid to feature Charles early.
Chiefs are dressed in all red. Second time in their history to do that. Sweep left side. Charles has room. 35 on his feet and gets up to the 41-yard line. A gain of 12 yards on the left side. Sweep to Jamal Charles. How sweet it is to have him back in the lineup.
Smith will get Jamal Charles going to the left. Got a good block from Fisher and gets the first down. Beautiful move by Jamal Charles. When he is right, he is so good.
Got to set the edge. You can't let Jamal Charles get outside or he'll hurt you real bad. Not many open field runners like Jamal Charles. He is electrifying. Fun to watch.
The Chiefs quickly got their star running back involved. But from the opening drive, identifying mismatches on offense and exploiting them became a bigger theme.
3 tight ends all to the left side. Now Kelce goes in motion to the right. Bootleg pass right side caught by Kelce. Broken tackle in midfield. First down, he drags 2 Patriots.
Andy Reid introduced the 3 tight end set 1 week earlier in Miami. The Chiefs used that formation solely in the running game, on routes to 174 yards rushing against a solid Miami defense. Monday night in Kansas City, the Chiefs added another wrinkle to the scheme.
Good play selection early. It's a lot of personnel groupings and formations.
Fake the zone read. Wide receiver screen to Kelce. Kelce stays on his feet, won't go down on first contact. Up the sideline, gains 4 yards.
Kelce looks like Rob Gronkowski running around with that number. And they've added a lot of spread offensive zone reads with built-in bubble screens. You just saw it right there, and it's something you're going to see 6 or 7 times tonight.
10th play of the drive, 3:09 left, first quarter, no score. 3rd and 8, Kansas City at the 17 of New England. Snap back, Alex Smith, slant, caught by Bowe! He dives down to the 2! Bowe wins this time on the slant!
Alex Smith threw a terrific pass. First down for Kansas City. Now, they got to finish the deal, don't they?
First down and goal to go at the 2. Alex Smith under center. New England digs in. Late first quarter, no score. Hand off Charles. Trying to bounce inside. Stretching left shoulder forward. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Jamal Charles has his first touchdown of 2014.
What a drive by Kansas City. Jamal Charles went to Andy Reid last week and he said, hey, I'm the only back on this football team without a touchdown. Niall Davis, Cyrus Gray, Joe McKnight. What a finish by Jamal Charles at pay dirt.
You're always trying to get off to a good start. I mean, tonight was no different. I think we just did it. I think it comes down to execution. There were no secrets. Got into a rhythm early, I think, which helps. You know, we were able to move the chains early. I think it started with the guys up front, though. Kind of got called out and challenged a little bit and certainly stepped up to it.
Put a million things on your to-do list when you play against the Patriots and Tom Brady. One is long drives to keep it out of the hands of Brady and the Patriots offense, and the Chiefs have done that.
Kansas City established their offense early with solid blocking, exposing matchups, and spreading the ball around in the passing game. But if the Patriots thought that was all Coach Reid had up his sleeve for the night, they were sorely mistaken.
A first down to run with Davis. Niles Davis, one man to beat. Davis chased by McCourty, cut back inside, and stepped out of bounds.
Bill Belichick and his Patriot defense have not seen that player.
The key to this play was misdirection. Dwayne Bowe cut back to the right, simulating a lead block for a sweep right with A.J. Jenkins. That caused the defense to follow Jenkins. Donnie Avery cleared out the left side with a slant route, and that gave Niall Davis enough room to break through the line of scrimmage for a big gain.
Niall Davis, 227 pounds of 4.37 speed, runs it for 48 yards.
And they line up A.J. Jenkins, the receiver. Next to Alex Smith. Tight end Kelce. And Smith. Kelce inside the 20. Up the field of the 10. First and goal, Kansas City. And they're picking apart the pass.
These formations are driving the Patriots crazy.
On the very next play, the Chiefs confused the Patriots again. Bowe, Kelce, and Fasano lined up in a bunch formation to the right. Dwayne Bowe ran a corner route, and the two tight ends ran shorter routes underneath. As the play developed, Bowe's corner route disrupted the Patriots' man coverage, preventing Tavon Wilson from following Kelce closely. Kelce sat down on his route, and Alex found him.
48 yards from Davis, 33 yards from Kelce. First and goal at the 5. Smith, quickly, Jamal Charles, who's in? Another Kansas City touchdown. What a quick lightning strike drive.
I can't find who's where. Either can New England. Charles, Davis, Kelce, and Alex Smith is showcasing his football intellect. Spread out as a wide receiver, Jamal Charles catches a quick screen, and Donnie Avery's the lead blocker. That's the second touchdown for Jamal Charles. What an opening 15 plays by this Chief offense. Kansas City has New England on the ropes.
After quickly building up a two-touchdown lead, head coach Andy Reid kept the pressure on the Patriots.
New England trying to line up correctly. A pass to Kelce. He gets a block at the 15, scoots up right sideline.
These three tight end formations continue to cause problems. He just counts the box, and if it's loaded, he throws the built-in bubble screen to Kelce.
Through the entire first half, the highly touted New England defense appeared to be one step behind Reid and the Chiefs' offense.
New England defense has played pretty good in the first three games. They are getting lit up here tonight. The Patriots gave up over 300 yards in the first half. It's never happened in the Bill Belichick era here in New England.
Yeah, I had a good feeling all week, if that's what you're asking. Felt good. It's tough. You never know. You turn on the Patriots film all week. It's different every single week. You know, they do a lot schematically. So those first couple drives were important, kind of seeing with how they were going to play us, how they played the different personnels.
You know, we had some tight formations, some spread out formations that we used. And we tried to spread around as much as we could. We got Donnie a couple too. And I think against that defense, I think that's important that you try to get as many different receivers into the mix. And we're able to do that.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Looks to throw. He's hit from behind. Holly hacks it loose. Tomba came in the back porch and steals a football from Tom Brady.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every eye. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Right now, New England having a hard time communicating. The entire lower bowl standing up and yelling.
They are rocking with their team up two scores.
This place can crank out the noise.
142.2, a new world's record.
You got to get the play from the sideline. Very important you get out of the huddle fast. You have to signal a route to your receiver, but you have a rookie center, a rookie right guard, some inexperience at wide receiver. It's going to be a challenge all night.
The Chiefs played well defensively. The secondary was without Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry, and the young defensive backfield was still trying to establish an identity.
As Kareem catches it, but won't go anywhere else.
Kansas City's coming after Tom Brady and playing tight man-to-man coverage.
With a consistent pass rush up front, the secondary did not allow Tom Brady to beat them deep, despite New England's best efforts.
I think Brady likes his matchups on the outside this week. Look for them to get after Marcus Cooper, number 31 of this Chiefs secondary. Got to take a shot if you're New England. LaFell or Edelman work against Marcus Cooper. And the fact that New England can't stay on the field is another story. Here we go with the open formation. No backs.
From the 20 against the four-man rush, the Brady pass is caught.
I haven't seen a completion over 10 yards down the field, and these corners are not backing off at all.
Now Holly's pressuring Brady, who fires, and Edelman can't bring it in as Sean Smith came over the top to disrupt the connection.
Lucky that ball was not intercepted.
Third down and six for the Patriots. Vereen and James White in the game at the same time, flanking Tom Brady. Shotgun snap on the right hash. Brady steps up under pressure. The ball comes out. The ball is loose. And who has the ball? Still no signal given. Justin Houston looks like it knocked it out. It'll go as a sack fumble, but a recovery. Nate Solder came out with a football.
And I do not expect Kansas City to turn down the pass rush at all. These pass rushers in this noise with the big lead are going to make it almost impossible on New England's offense.
Chiefs have yet to have a takeaway all season. Second down, seven. Tom Brady looks to throw. He's hit from behind. Holly hacks it loose. Looks like he's got the football this time. Tomba came in the back porch.
Tomba Holly has a beat on the Patriots snap count, and he strips it, and he sets up Alex Smith in the tight red zone.
And Kansas City's trying to open up a gaping wound. Shotgun snap. Alex Smith throws right side. He's got Charles open. Touchdown. Charles has a hat trick. His third touchdown of the evening. Two on passes from Alex Smith.
That's a halfback choice. Jamal Charles against Gerard Mayo. No chance. What play selection. Great pass protection and pinpoint accuracy. Charles is ringing him up.
The Patriots needed a positive start to the second half. But after two fumbles in their first two possessions, they found themselves with a 24-point deficit midway through the third quarter. Time was suddenly a factor for New England.
Second and five for Brady. This time he is protected, and it's intercepted. Complete miscommunication as Edelman stopped, and Sean Smith is setting up blocks. 25, down to the 13. A disaster for the Patriots here tonight.
This does not look like the New England Patriots, Mike.
Disbelief on the New England side.
Kansas City goes 3.5 games without a turnover, and now they get two on back-to-back series against one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game.
He's good. Tom is that man out there. But at the same time, I think it's a good test for us as a secondary, you know, to go against the best and, you know, to see how we stand as a unit.
You know, when the quarterback has to hit his back step and then get rid of it, it makes our job a lot easier. You don't want a guy back there, you know, patting the ball, then throwing. So the fact that he has to get it out quick, we can match up and we can go and we can jump start.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
And you're playing Tom Brady. Until there's zeros on the clock, you stay on it.
With a 27-0 lead, everything seemed to be going right for the home team on that Monday night. But under Belichick and Brady, the Patriots have engineered many comebacks before.
Fake to Edelman. Vereen in space. Look out. Vereen midfield. Pulled down at the 44. Best looking thing the Patriots have done on offense all night for 28 yards. 3.5 in the third. Pats third snap in Chiefs territory here tonight. Slant LaFell. Good grab. And there goes LaFell. Brandon LaFell puts the Patriots on the board. Touchdown, New England.
Simple slant route. Marcus Cooper, young corner. We expected New England to go after.
New England goes for 28 yards and now a slant for 44 yards. And you're playing Tom Brady. Until there's zeros on the clock, you stay on it.
A few missed tackles, and the Patriots weren't going down without a fight. But it seemed like every time New England started to gain momentum, the Chiefs responded with a drive of their own.
Chiefs have to answer this now. They've been so great tonight, leading 27-7. Kansas City out of the eye. Lead play left, trying to get it right, can't. Tavon Wilson came up as a DB to help out the defenders up front. New England is getting tough now at the line of scrimmage.
It's second and 10. Smith gets rid of it off the hands of Anthony Fasano. These are those important plays, John, where you can lay another brick of momentum and try to make a comeback.
They need a turnover. It's been the staple of the Bill Belichick defense over the years. New England's got to cut it loose.
Third and 10. Pass showing pressure, bringing pressure. It's picked up. And Niall Davis watches Ninkovich slip. And the first down as he gets out of bounds.
Should be off the field.
On third and long, the agile Niall Davis was shadowed by Rob Ninkovich. After a juke and a missed tackle, Niall converted for the first down. This play would continue another successful offensive drive for the Chiefs. And more importantly, keep Tom Brady off the field.
That clock keeps ticking, ticking, ticking. New England entered this game again only allowing 49 offensive points and had led the league in takeaways. The Chiefs tonight have had them on their heels.
A lot of it has to do with Andy Reid mixing the spread offense with the multiple tight end package, and it's really been a factor tonight.
You dictate a little bit what they're doing. You know, that you saw so many times we had one-on-one outside, and it was because we were running the ball so well. And you get those one-on-one matchups. You're getting Jamal matched up, Dwayne, Donnie, Kelsey, all those guys.
And Avery's inside the 10.
He is picking New England apart.
It is third down and goal to go at the 2. They fake, and they throw the football near side. Kelsey's got a touchdown! Kansas City! And the Chiefs put the hammer down! And Alex Smith with another touchdown toss this evening. All phases, the Chiefs are dominating, and they lead it 34-7.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs, and the athlete in you. And by Prime Sport, get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs.
34-7 Kansas City. 10:45 to go in the game. Third and 4, Brady from his own 26 under pressure over the middle, picked. It's picked off at the 35-30. Headed to the near side. Hussein Abdullah, 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City. A pick 6. And the Chiefs have their third turnover gain of the night. Listen to this score. 10:34 left to go in this game. Kansas City 41, New England 7.
I'm proud of you guys, man. Proud of you, man. If anybody questioned your heart, right? If anybody questioned your heart, they gotta think twice now, right?
Y'all enjoy that day off, man. Bam on 3. 1, 2, 3. Bam!
So what a game for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Patriots would add one more touchdown to make it 41-14, but think about that score. That's a huge win for the Chiefs and really a statement victory, I'd say.
If you would have told me before that game the final score was 41-14 and that Jimmy Garoppolo would be playing quarterback for the Patriots at the end of that game, I wouldn't necessarily have thought it was a good thing for the Chiefs, but it ended up being probably one of the highlights of the entire season.
Right, and the great thing about this game was that it was a complete team victory. Everyone was involved.
The Chiefs won that game in all three phases. You saw the Hussein Abdullah pick 6, the seal of the game as he slid into the end zone. We talked about Jamal Charles and the domination that he had in that game. And then even on special teams, the play from Philip Gaines on the punt coverage unit where he downed the ball deep in territory, something that Dustin Colquitt has been known for throughout his career. It was a fantastic game all around. It was one of those games you could point to and say the Chiefs legitimately won that game in all three phases. Just a complete dominating performance.